Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good evening, this is Rick on Saturday the 7th or 6th, I can't remember, I think it's the 7th of February, the year of our Lord, as Ab says. And we're just waiting to see if Rollo turns up, because we were going to transfer our chat tomorrow. There's so many people on here chatting away, is the want that is now that as soon as Fakeologist got kicked off, all of a sudden, everyone arrived. And, one set Rollo just texted me, so I'll be back in 1 second, and we'll keep talking. Mike, Rollo, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You're muted.
Yes, I can hear you, Ricky. Can you see me?
I can see you. I can see you.
Right.
You're looking like Nathandrel. Nathandrel. Neathandrel, whatever.
Oh, all right. I'll turn my camera off. I mean, we don't need the camera on.
No, we don't. Okay, it uses up too much of ads.
Yeah. So what is it? It's Rick and Rollo, Saturday the 6th of February, 2021. Rick and Rollo. almost ripped my... rest in peace,
Christopher Plummer,
the old man from the Sound of Music. Oh man, Christopher Plummer.
Well, he was a young man in the Sound of Music, wasn't he, back in the day?
Well, that was 60 years ago, so he would have, 91, that would have made him 31.
So yeah, he was a young man.
How was your week then, man? Look, I've just got to go on. Are we going to talk about this thing tonight or not?
Yes, okay.
Let me go and grab the documents. Okay. I sound like Alan Jones now, don't I? Grab the documents. Tell me how your week's been. I'll listen and I'll go and grab the documents.
Tell me about the reptiles.
Well, we haven't got any of them. Actually, no, we do in Australia. We're covered in reptiles. I've got giant lizards, actually, living under the stairs about a foot from where I am right now, about a foot long, at least. Beautiful blue-tongued lizard, and probably snakes everywhere as well, but I haven't seen one. But, yeah, and Rollo's got to get his documents. No, I've had a great week.
Yeah, I've got them here. Who was that? Did someone open up their mic there and say hello? Hello?
I think it's all fellas. Is it all fellas?
Hey, no. Fellas, yeah.
No.
No? Hang on. I can't see. I can't see your name. Sorry. I recognise the voice.
It's, hey, y'all.
It's someone...
All right. So, anyway, let's start as we usually do, Rick. How's your week been, mate?
It started out being, I thought it was going to be really quiet, but I was quite busy, and I went and picked up 7 big boxes of coffee and delivered it to a cafe. One of my sidelines of as a coffee mule, running coffee for a cafe. And
that's right. I know the cafe that you deliver it to up there near Port Macquarie. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. No,
yeah,
you
yeah,
don't.
Up
you
there on that where the
it's another one, another cafe. But yeah, that's a cafe. But I don't do his stuff.
Yeah, I did like that cafe because it's not nice. It's just on the water and it's got that little wharf there, and it's just. And we met friends.
I love going there though because living the greatest living Australian stunt legend that's blown himself up more times than I've had coffee.
Yeah,
Grant Page. So, he's 82, lives across the road, and comes over and gets coffee in there. The guy is
absolute
legend.
You introduced me to him.
No, I introduced him to the owner.
The older fella.
He's younger than us. He's a filmmaker. He made a Hollywood movie about 3 years ago. Yeah, Damien, his name is. And he's also a documentary
man.
Mate.
All the but famous yeah. people.
Oh, yeah, they look
that I
mean,
get to
man.
Meet when I hang around you, Rick.
If you you hang out with me, you're going to meet famous people.
Yeah, I know. Or not so much famous, but people behind the scenes that actually create the illusion.
No, well, Grant Page yeah. was our probably.
Let me just turn my camera off. There's no reason for that camera to be on.
Yeah. Grant Page is our most notorious stuntman that pioneered. Oh, I'll tell you what he invented: front rappelling that the army use now. You know when they can run.
Oh yeah,
run
tell
down.
Us what's that all about? Yeah.
Grant Page invented frontal rappelling where you run, you go down, instead of going upper, you know how you can rappel down a mountain, he does on a vertical straight run, you can run literally on a 20 degree thing downwards rather than like, it's like a reverse, you know how you climb up a mountain. He pioneered.
I know. I don't do it very well, but there you go. I do. Yeah, keep going.
It was used on a lot of movies after he did. What was the first movie he did? Was Man from Hong Kong. That was his first movie. It was his first.
Oh
big
yeah,
movie.
Man from Hong Kong. I saw that film. 1975 yeah, so with Bill Hunter and that Japanese fellow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of the first.
I liked that film. It was pretty good. It was had. I tell you that in it. The guy that played that one-time James Bond.
George Lazenby.
George Lazenby was in The Man from Hong Kong. I'm sure of it.
Well, if you look up Grant Page's, there's movies. He had an American film producer made a heavy rock musical. Not a horror rock musical. They combined a heavy rock band from San Francisco with Grant Page doing stunts. It was a crappy movie, mm-hmm. but it's got some... The guy is absolutely fucking... mad, you know, like the things he's done. Broken every bone in his body at least 5 times.
But he's still alive. He's done people are just amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and I know a few of them, but yeah, good. Anyway, what else got now? Now let's talk about your amazing...
Oh, my week. My week was going fine. Like, I had the wife over and, you know, everything's going cool. And then, of course...
The police arrived.
Yeah, the police arrived. And they've got this. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
It's a document. Court attendance notice defendant copy. You are mm-hmm. required to attend Downing Centre Local Court on Wednesday the 31st of March, 2021,
which is,
at 9:30 a.m.
I'll just interrupt. That's the big court. Yeah. It's a magistrate's court. It's not a local court. It's a big court. So, yeah.
Go. Should I mention who the prosecutor is?
Yes. Don't mention names, apart from...
So details of offences. Would you like to hear that?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, Criminal Code Act 1995, Section 474.17 in brackets 1, use of carriage service to menace, harass, offend between 12 p.m. on the 17th of August 2020. You right there, brother?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
So we've already discussed that you were ringing up to get answers from the COVID hotline.
The COVID-19 hotline. That's
COVID-19 hotline. And they were blocking you because they were sick of you ringing because they weren't giving you the answers, so they kept blocking you. Right. Yeah. And then you got blocked a couple of times, and you got a warning saying, don't do it again. You didn't do it again. You stopped.
No, I rang after the COVID-19 hotline. I rang.
You rang
Health.
The next one.
Health Direct New South Wales.
Yes.
And to speak to the head of Health Direct New South Wales, because they wouldn't tell me what her name was. And it turns out her name's Karen Borg. And
you think she could be related to the Borg out of Star Trek?
Yeah, the Borg out of what do you call it? Oh, Star Trek or something. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the charge. And I've got to tell you, it's so funny in such a way because what they're accusing me of, I could accuse them of. I could, like, countersue them. So they've said between the 12 p.m. on the 17th of August 2020 and 12 p.m. on the 17th of September 2020 at Sydney, did use a carriage service, namely a telephone, in such a way that reasonable persons would regard that use as being menacing, harassing, or offensive. contrary to subsection 474, that dot 17, in brackets 1 of the Criminal Code. Now, I've got to appear in court, and failure to appear may result in your arrest and the matter being dealt in your absence. So I think, Rick, me and you, on the Wednesday, the 31st of March, 2021, we'll attend Downing Letter Court and have a bit of fun. What do you reckon?
I'll be there, man. I guarantee. And I'll be wearing a fakeologist.com t-shirt or something.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my Joker suit. I'm not going to wear the mask, but I'm going to wear the free hugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I want to face my accuser. Who the hell was upset? Who was being menaced, harassing, or offensive?
Listen, Roller, it's a joke.
I mean, I know. It's like, ever since I did that for that week, I've been harassed and menaced by the police, and not only in real life, but on the phone as well. Like, they just went... They wouldn't stop.
Yeah. This is a clear case of absolute, the fact that they've waited for, is it 6 months, basically, or 5 months since the initial phone calls?
Well, what's today's day? It's the 6th of February, and this started on, I did it for one week when I was on the piss, plus Christy had left me, so I was a little bit drunk that week.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you would drink. This is a mental health issue, I would say, if I was your barrister or representative, which I probably will be, I would say. So you wanted answers because you didn't trust the media's bullshit that they were giving us, and you wanted her to give you an answer, and she refused to answer the call. And 5 months later, they've charged you and taken you to Downing Centre, which is not the little corner court. This is a big court. This is Magistrates Court. Which, again, goes under, I think it's common law. I mean, basically, you could not, you technically just say, no, I'm not going there because I don't recognise your authority, which can be done. You could write a letter and say, your authority doesn't cover me, I'm afraid. I would just ask a question. If you want the publicity of me turning up at court dressed as a joker on the front steps and jumping up and down, getting arrested again, I'll give it to you.
I want their vindictiveness, and also I want to face my accuser, so I certainly will. I'll ask for a continuance if... I've got a lawyer ready to go, but I'll ask for a continuance so I can... Yeah.
Yeah. Karen Ball.
But what I'll... do you know who I will want in court? I'll tell you four people I want in court. I will want Karen Borg, the head of New South Wales
COVID
Health New South Wales, right? I want how about Klaus Schwab? I want Bill Gates, and I want Bill Gates as well, and then Anthony Fauci.
Send subpoenas and say that you demand their attendance because you are not putting up with their fucking bullshit. And you can just say, look, you can stick your anal Schwab up your rectum all I want is a straight answer, and I've heard this.
Exactly.
You can, if I'm wrong, come and counter argue with me, and I'm prepared to bring in an ounce of salt per day as my scientific advisor. That's what I'd say. Frank, scientific advisor,
and maybe Dan Andrews, Gladys Berejiklian, and
Gladys
Berejiklian.
Yeah. Honestly, these are the people that have been spouting pseudoscience and carrying on like they know more than everyone else. I mean, you've probably done more research just watching 6 YouTube clips of someone like the old guy in the chair. What's his name?
Vernon Coleman.
Vernon Coleman.
Vernon Coleman.
I would say 3 Vernon Coleman podcasts, YouTube clips, versus everything Gladys Berejiklian knows about science and PCR tests. Okay, she wouldn't know the first fucking thing about them. And there she is, shutting down businesses, making people...
I hear. I'll tell you who else I'd like as a character witness, that Todd... what's his name? Tom Barnett. Yeah, I'd like him as
Man, what a legend. What a legend. I mean, you never know. If we actually decide to actually get more publicity, because this is a major thing. I mean, as I said, Downing Centre is a... If you appear there, chances are you're going to be in the paper the next day if they decide to publicise whatever the charge is.
I'm going to head down there the day before and... We'll do the kangaroo court. I'll just call it a kangaroo court. I'll plead not guilty and I'll have representation. And then me and you will go off to the casino and have the time of our life. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it's a good chance of getting some good publicity, especially if you're... Yeah. I mean, I'll have a psychologist.com black t-shirt under my... suit or whatever I'm going
to
wear. But
so do you want me to read the full facts that they've
Go for it.
Okay, so between 17th of August 2020 and 25th of September 2020, the accused has made in excess of 55 calls to the National Coronavirus Helpline. 55! At the Health Direct Nurse Triage Helpline and the Health Direct Head Office. Initially, the accused contacted the National Corona Virus Helpline, repeatedly calling with no issues to report or genuine questions to ask. What a lie.
Absolute lie. So, Rollo, stop. There's a lie right there. That's a lie. You rang up wanting answers to what you saw as a giant con that's being perpetuated.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
Wipe out the middle class, the lockdowns.
Wipe out the middle class,
only have the big corporations in charge,
There you go. There's a lie to start with. You rang with genuine concern for your fellow humankind that you were listening to online that were suffering, their businesses, their life, there was false arrests getting made, there was people being brutalised on the side of the street. You know, we were there when that guy got arrested. Whether they say it's real
or not. Absolutely, and not only arrested, he was bleeding to me,
as far as I can see, and no matter what anyone says, definitely happened, as far as I can see, definitely happened. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's just a joke that they would decide to do this.
I think a
big mistake, actually, in terms of the fact that you're not going to sit back and just lie there and get shafted by Klaus Schwab and an anal Schwab. You're actually going to turn up at court and say, look, I'm sorry, I just wanted an answer. And this is the other thing, right? John Laws and the Super Network cut you off when you used to have... You had an outlet to speak to John Laws and to get your...
I rang him the other day, but they said that they won't...
Funny that.
If it's before the courts, they won't... They just won't... They don't want to have any.
Oh, well, okay. Well, okay. We shouldn't have mentioned that you're in before the court. But anyway, regardless, John Laws cut your one outlet that you had, speaking on the Super Network and saying what you thought about a certain situation, be it 911, be it...
Hold on.
You're listening to another 5 hours. Wear a mask if you want to, or you can leave the mask behind. You really don't need to cover your face.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can act like your mask will save the whole world, leaving common sense behind.
You can wear a mask. Men in hats. Fakeologist.com. Saturday, the 6th of February, 2021. It's Rick and Rollo. And who are we here with? We're with Alto. We're here with JLB. We're here with... Who else here?
JLB.
You ain't no friend of mine.
Ain't no friend of mine. You can dance.
That came out in about...
Men in hats. Yeah, men in hats. Yeah. Well,
no, men without hats.
Men without hats. Thank you, Ricky.
Should we continue on? Sorry to interrupt.
In many of these calls, the Health Direct staff have informed the accused that the calls are not welcome. A further contact to the helpline would result in the number being blocked or action from the police. So they did both of those things.
And they did, exactly, so they blocked
you. Yeah, they did both of those things. I guarantee it. I'm not lying. They blocked me, and then I got, not only three times I got police turning up on my doorstep, and then phone calls saying, you know what they're saying of me, they're saying menacing, harassing, and offensive. It was exactly the same from them.
Yeah, so they told you. So you got the warning from the police. This is where they fucked up here. Because
I said, look, don't worry, I've been blocked. I can't call anymore.
Exactly. And so end of problem. End of problem. They fixed it. It shouldn't be a problem. But why wait till February?
Yeah, for 6 months to get me to Downing local.
Don't underplay it. Downing Centre is a magistrate's court. It's a big court. It's fine.
Look, I'm not worried.
Oh no, I'm not worried either. But I'm saying it's not local court. It's not your common court. This is like being sent to a New York.
Whereabouts is Downing Street? Is that in the middle of Sydney? Is it?
It is. It's on Elizabeth corner of Elizabeth. Elizabeth and Park Street.
Okay.
Or Goulburn Street, but it's a big. This is a major court. Major court. This isn't. This is like if you know when 911 they had the inquiry into 911. They did it at. That's the same level of courthouse. It's like a big courthouse. It's not, as I said, the magistrate court.
Can you just turn your camera off for a second? Because and that way
my
I can see
is not,
who's in the.
Oh, sorry.
Your camera is on. It is.
Yeah. Okay. It's off.
Oh, there you go. There we go. We're back to, so I can see everyone here. So we've got Ophelis, me, Rollo, JLB, Esoteric, and Alto. Okay, keep going, mate. Sorry to cut you off there. Go.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, when you say it's a court, this is a major civil court, not a little court. So it's like a serious matter. Yeah. But
that's fine.
If Frank was here, he'd be able to explain it better than I can. But what it is,
He was here earlier, but maybe it'll be here later. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I move on?
Yeah, move on.
Okay, so after his number was blocked from the National Corona Virus Helpline, the accused began contacting Health Direct Nurse Triage Helpline. Again, he was informed that his calls were not welcome and was subsequently blocked from this service. There you go. So I was blocked from that service as well.
Yeah, so they fixed the problem up. You couldn't ring them.
Exactly. Okay. They didn't want to talk to me. I wasn't, in my humble opinion, being what they're saying. I don't know whose Fifi's being upset here, menacing, harassing, or offensive by asking questions. If Health New South Wales
has
direct,
a phone line to ask questions,
set up phone lines, aren't I in my
Yeah, Rollo, at the end of the day, it's a phone line for the public to ask questions. If they don't answer your questions, then there's an issue with them, not you, them. They're the ones with the problem. Yeah, so again, keep going.
That's why I rang back, and I rang back again. I said, look, because they kept hanging up on me. They wouldn't even say goodbye. There was no politeness there at all. It was just hang up. Bang.
Again, the fault is there. They are in fault. Not you. They are in fault. So there's two lines. So this is the second. Okay, we got to the second line where you weren't getting dealt with by anyone giving you a proper answer to your questions.
No.
Okay, I will move on to.
And you know
third.
Me. I mean, Rick, I mean, if you're going to, you know me. I mean, I'm harsh, but fair. But I am a pacifist. I'm not a bully. I've been bullied all my life. So it's menacing, harassing, and offensive.
Exactly. Again,
how many times have I been menacing and harassing and offensive to you? Ever? Never?
No. But Rollo, all right. So if I was your lawyer, I would say it's a slur against my client. He was simply ringing a service. It was supposed to be there to give you a good answer to a problem, not to hang up on my
client.
Right,
because
my
I've client, been listening to, obviously... You know, obviously, I've been listening to Dave Cullen from Computing Forever, and quite a few other people that are talking about Klaus Schwab and his Great Reset.
Agenda.
agenda, and that's right. And these people had no clue.
So
I had to keep reframing the questions about lockdowns and the damage it's doing and it's hurting people and, you know, what it's doing to small business and things like that. And I just kept going.
You wanted answers?
I wanted some straight answers.
Yeah, you weren't giving them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the third.
Okay, so after that, it said, after this, the accused began contacting the head office of Health Direct, located in Sydney, New South Wales. The accused left a number of voicemails akin to his previous calls. During his calls, the accused requested to speak to Karen Borg, the CEO of New South Wales Health Direct.
Yep.
Okay, so on the 17th of September 2020, police attended the head office of Health Direct, located at 4-477 Pitt Street, New South Wales, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000.
Six months ago.
Police obtained signed statements from two managers within Health Direct, and a number of voicemails messages were left on the machine at the head office.
And
police had subsequently received...
Some were unanswered.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So I think it's Health Direct that they've got their fee-fees hurt. Their feelings hurt. because they wouldn't call me back. And then they blocked me as well, so then you go.
Okay, so that's technically the end of the story that should have been the end there. They blocked you. They weren't going to answer your call, so they blocked you. End of story. Finish of the situation. You didn't ring them back since those last few phone calls.
No. I've only got police turn up at my house three times and three or four times and menacingly.
Yeah, and you are
kind of ringing me up and saying, I don't know.
Also,
what's going on?
I
don't know if they were police though. They could be Karen Borg's
personal security.
Minions here we go. Listen to this. Next line.
Okay.
Police have also obtained a signed statement from CEO of Health Direct, Karen Borg. So they're saying that they've got a signed statement. So it's definitely her that's had her fee-fees hurt. So, yep, I'll definitely be talking to her in court.
Well, you need her to be there.
Cross-examining her.
You need to have either say, I want her subpoenaed and I want her to... She's the one that's made the accusation, so she needs to be there. And she needs to ask the questions.
I'll say that to my lawyer. Yeah, I want to face my accuser.
Exactly. You've got to say that. But I want to face my accuser
Don't worry, I'll be doing that.
It's
been quite entertaining, actually. Police made inquiries to both mobile home phone numbers used in the offence.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Offence.
Offence? With both returning result of the accused. I don't even know what that means.
They checked that you were the person actually making those calls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The accused. Accused by Karen Borg. I'm the accused. And Karen Borg has accused me.
Do you think that she's got a shaved head and she's all white looking and lives in a giant black cube?
I don't know exactly. I have never seen what Karen Borg looks like, but
she may look.
I'm
like
looking forward to facing her. Yeah. There's not much further to go here. Police spoke to the accused over the phone, which is me, obviously, where he stated, "I didn't think it was a big deal." In quotes. They needed to put that.
And fair enough, that's what you said. I didn't think it was a big deal because I just wanted an answer to a simple question.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, at the end of the day, they've made a huge big palaver out of a situation.
They have, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah. Literally. And so, I mean, honestly, it's just ridiculous. And now, this is where the cops have fucked up, though, and I've read the charge sheet. They said that they've tried to contact you and they couldn't find you. Now, that's completely untrue because you've spoken to them at least three times on the phone and you've had them at your front doorstep. On one of the occasions, you asked them to shoot you because you were
yes,
so drunk.
That's right. When I was at my lowest of lows. That was kind of different, but there you go. But that's okay.
Well,
you can bring that up.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely bring it up. You said, please, can you shoot me? And they sent you to get sobered up at the hospital up the road where you got...
Yeah,
John Hunter's hospital. As soon as you were sober, you were sent home. End of story. So that should have been the end of the issue. So they're making this into a public forum where we're going to go to court and expose their an action that you didn't get your phone calls answered out of frustration. You then gave up and stopped ringing them since September, which we know for a fact because there's no other charges since September. End of story. That's where it should have finished. But somehow, I don't know why, they want publicity. And they're going to get publicity. But I'll tell you
another thing, and maybe you've forgotten this, Rick, but when I rang and then they wouldn't give me any more answers, they said, well, you need to ring Lifeline. So what did I do?
You rang Lifeline.
I rang Lifeline, and I rang them, and I said, all right. Well, I did exactly what they told me to do.
Yes.
And
this has got to be
I rang Lifeline.
Roland, this has got to be part of the response. What you're saying now is part of the response. You rang Lifeline.
I rang Lifeline. And then Lifeline then called the cops. And then that's when they turned up
And you said, please shoot me.
Please. Yeah, I know. But I wasn't having a good day that day. But
So, I mean, honestly, I'm flabbergasted, and it's the best word to use, that why would they would push the issue of pushing you further into a depressive state.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, are you saying, Karen, do you want my client to shoot himself? Because it seems to be that's what you're asking
for. Or hang himself. I don't actually have a gun at the moment, so I probably...
hang himself.
I would...
Karen, darling, my client was already upset, obviously, through the last, being blocked offline from between John Laws and you and your company three times. You've now dragged him into a major court. Are you really after his head, literally? Because that's why
it seems malicious. Yeah, it does seem vindictive or malicious. That they don't have the answers to the questions.
Karen, do you live on a giant orbiting cube that flies around Saturn 30 times a year? Or are you a human? Because it sounds to me like you may be part of the Borg of my client's, one of his shows that he used to watch, Star Trek Next Generation. Because you're behaving like the Borg. You've got no feelings, no animosity. You're treating my client like you want him to jump off a bridge or whatever, because he was already stressed. His answers are all your... You know, everything, you blocked him, you wouldn't let him do this, you wouldn't let him do that. You sent the police around, you told them to ring Lifeline, they rang the police, attended, and I can guarantee that there'll be an actual record of that you'll be able to use in this court case that we're going to go
no
in
worries,
for.
Man.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
Let me, Rick, continue on just for the last couple of sentences, because obviously you've got, I've sent this to you. Police attempted to conduct an interview with the accused over the following months. However, were unsuccessful. Well, that's
liar.
That is complete lie. Every time they came here, I was here.
Yeah,
two or three times,
and you phoned me immediately after.
They harassed me.
Yeah, they did. So, Karen,
and I'm just going.
Karen,
hey guys, I've spoken over the phone. I told you I've been blocked. I'm not making any more phone calls because I can't make any. I would keep continuing making the phone calls. I told the police that when they were here at my doorstep, and I said I can't make any more phone calls because I've been blocked. What part of that don't you understand? And then they go, oh, okay, and then they leave. So this written here, police attempted to conduct an interview with the accused over the following months. However, were unsuccessful. It's the biggest load of crap.
How do they get away with
writing this shit?
Well, they're not going to get away with it because we're going to court on the 31st of March and we're going to discuss the very issues that they're saying, and I'm going as your carer or your barrister, one of the two.
My carer. Thank you, man.
The carer.
Yeah, let me, we'll go to the next. We've only got two more sentences to go here.
Kick going.
At no stage did staff within Health Director nor Karen Borg welcome the unwarranted calls from the accused. He was warned on a number of occasions that his behaviour was unwanted and maybe escalated to the police. All right.
Which it was.
Okay.
Which it was.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, I spoke to Karen Borg, Deputy CEO of Health Direct New South Wales. I spoke to him and I said, he rang me and he said, yeah, what do you want? And I go, can I talk to Karen Borg? I want to talk about COVID-19 and all the stuff I was talking about on the COVID-19 hotline.
Fair enough.
And next thing I know, I'm blocked from Health Direct New South Wales. And now I've got all this bullshit. So she must have some fee-fees or fragility because she knows that COVID is a load of shit. And at the end of the day, she might be dangling at the end of the rope, not me.
After the accusations that she's levelled through this...
malicious
charges. Is where I'm coming from. It's like you knew the guy wanted.
I wasn't.
You wouldn't let him. You wouldn't let him speak. And then you go and ring the cops, which he responded to. He was actually taken away from his property to dry out. Yeah. On one occasion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was. Blah, blah, blah. That was a little bit different. There's a bit of I was a bit upset.
Look, at the end of the day, I could
blame Karen Borg and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and this whole COVID thing for breaking my marriage up.
I would say so. Yes, I agree, Your Honour. I agree. And bang, bang, bang. You know, guilty, Your Honour. Guilty as charged. They all conspired against you, basically, at the end of the day. But, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, you are in the right here. You faced the cops on a few occasions after you made those calls, which I said to you, stop, because obviously they're going to do something.
Mm.
You did stop. You did stop. Yet now, a full...
It wasn't from what you... Rick, it wasn't from what you said, stop.
Yeah.
It was from them blocking me.
Exactly.
Made me stop. It wasn't you. It was them blocking me. I didn't listen to you.
I said,
I'm gonna keep calling.
Keep calling. As your carer.
And then they blocked me anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a joke. And
you did really say stop.
I did. I said that because I knew that they could use that charge, menacing over carriage, which is...
Hold on.
You're listening to another charge from Speak On.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Yo-yo. Here's Missou.
Oh.
And you'll be listening to Psychologist Radio at psychologist.com. What
miss
you tripping for?
Hey, thank you, Missou. Saturday the 6th of February 2021. You're here with Rick and Rollo. Rest in peace, Christopher Flummer. Who are we here with? With Alto, we're here with JLB, with... Oh, they're all...
I can't hear any...
You, Rick and Roller.
Yeah, so it was funny though, last week we had a pretty good chat on... Sunday? I can't remember. But anyway, JLB...
Yeah, let's go through everyone who was here.
The one person I'd like to speak to that I haven't spoken to is this Vidair woman. Who's putting some great stuff on?
Vidair.
She's obviously been around before.
I did a chat with her earlier on in the call. Yeah,
hmm.
She was wonderful.
I haven't actually spoken to her, but I've noticed that Abs started a solutions page, which I seconded when someone suggested doing it, and it's now there. So you can, if you've got a good solution or a issue, you know, if you've got a way that you think you can get around something or something that's positive, go to fakeholders.com Discord solutions page. And highly recommended.
I'm trying to get off this Discord Because we had the cameras on.
Well, anyway, I've had way too much to drink already, and I'm not legalist, but
I'm just trying to get back to the Discord where Gaia, you know, I was a bit cheeky with Gaia last week, but it was a lot of fun.
It was funny, and it was not bad. It wasn't bad.
Guy raised me too. I should be suing him for $2,000 in my camera back.
Yeah, I think he's gonna he's prepared better.
I gotta tell you, Rick.
Yes,
I've never sued anyone. Like when I went to see Kiss, yep. And the police, you know, grabbed me and took the beer off me and then charged me $400 fine, which I stupidly paid. That I was never drinking on the train, and then they charged me for drinking on the train.
Yeah,
they lied again. Maybe I should never have done that. I should never have. Paid
no, you should have fought. Well, I'm going to. I got a parking ticket the other day, right? I don't know if I mentioned before. I got a parking ticket. I went to a cafe and I thought, well, you know, I'll support a small business because I knew the guy wasn't doing too well. So I pulled up and I was talking to him and I was standing on the road. So I knew I could see any parking police coming. And as I was talking, I thought, I should go and buy something from there was a natural cleaning product shop just next to her. And I thought, she's probably not doing too well. I'll pop in there and get something. And I went to try and pay and she was having issues with we've got a lot of problems in Australia with internet banking at the moment. Anyway, she mucked around a bit. I walked outside. I said, I just got to go and check if my parking's safe. And I looked outside, no problem. And I went in there for 2 minutes, and I came outside, and who was standing outside my car writing me a ticket? A parking officer. A parking cop. Now, I'm not paying that ticket. I can tell you right now. I'm going to say, I wasn't going to touch that filthy COVID's infecting parking machine because I had to touch it. And heard on the news from Klaus Schwab there was a new variety of COVID's out there that was way more contagious. So I went into the shop to buy some sterilized wipes, which I always use, and, you know, to put under my mask, my three masks that I wear. This is my
which you don't wear. Come on, you're
No. I wear three masks minimum. And
all right, keep going. Three pairs of gloves.
This is going in the letter to the council because I'm not paying that ticket, and I'm going to say you allow me to be paranoid about COVID. No, so of course I'm not touching anything because I could get COVID from it. I went in there to buy some gloves.
You know what you should do, Rick? I think you should go see the same magistrate as Rollo, and you can stick up to Rollo and say COVID is bullshit, and then you can say I'm not paying the parking ticket because COVID is real. That'd be brilliant.
I'm telling you now, though, that ticket is not going to be paid. And when I get the letter back saying Mr. Rick, you don't need to pay the ticket. I'm going to put it on the fakeologist.com because I am telling you, I'm using every COVID paranoid trick under the book to say that I'm not touching the meter that you have to pay, put the money in because I could have caught COVID from it. Simple as that.
I just wanted to pop in and say this has been riveting listening, guys. I've enjoyed hearing your story, Rollo. I'm impressed that you're both so excited about it. You're like all G'd up and Rick's coming along.
Man.
And you're going to wear your Joker outfit. This is great. I'm excited.
I'm getting fakeologist.com or fartpodcast.com. I can't remember which one t-shirt made up so I can wear that. Because we're definitely going to be in the paper, I can tell you now. On the front page of the paper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It'll be the Downing Local Court Centre, Wednesday, 31st March, 2021. Okay, let me just go through. It was such a huge show last week. We had Volchat, Alto, Tom Dalpra, we had Missam, we had Benoit, we had me, Rollo, Esoteric, John Lebon, Vadir, Jan Eric, Lost Spider Fellas, Cooler 1021, Truth I Am, Beauty Serenity 320, Purple Play, Ophalus, and An Ounce of Salt a Day. God damn, that's got to be one of the biggest.
Yeah, it was.
And they only went for 8 hours.
Saturday
and I
night last
to,
week?
Oh, I loved it when John LeBron fell asleep and his head went down, bang. That was so much fun.
I heard the snoring noise, and I thought, what was that noise? And I looked up on the thing, and there he was, head plant straight on the floor. But no, he was fantastic. And he goes,
let's
oh,
ask Bellet, how's your week been? How's your week been, Bellet?
I was going to ask, are you talking about last Saturday's show? Is that when you're talking about?
Yeah. No, Sunday.
Yeah, the one before, the one before that was way bigger. It was 27 hours or 22 hours.
Yeah. The one after me, you, and Wayfarer was Saturday night, and then there was the big one on Sunday.
Right, okay. Yes, I did listen to you guys on the Saturday. That's right.
Yeah. Good to hear your voice again, Bella. So how did your week? Come on, tell us.
Yeah, good. I've just been, I'm on leave still. I've just been sitting around drinking my beers and chatting to the missus. It's been good fun.
Now, how long have you got, Mr. Villas, how long have you got off between this and going back to the...
I got 3 more weeks.
Oh, excellent. So when are we going to do the catch-up fart podcast? Because I guarantee you now, between Rollo's stories and I guarantee you right now, the stories that Golden Skidmark's going to have, because he's in full lockdown and... He is.
I am WA, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you actually spoken to him? Is he going to come on, or this is just...
No, he will. Yes, I have, but not in the last couple of weeks, but yes, he will if I ring him and tell him that, you know...
No, but he's still alive and well. Someone has heard from him, is what you're saying.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
That's good.
He's in great form. But if we can make a date and a time, roughly, and organise a... catch up. That would be fantastic. I'm just
sitting around. So you figure out when you want to do it and let me know, and I'll bring my family.
Tentatively now, if I say to him next Saturday night around 6-7. Oh no, sorry, for him, say around 7 o'clock. We drive for the Fart Podcast reunion show, and okay. All right. Well, I'll get in contact with him later and just give him a heads up and see if it can. And if it works, I'll send you a message saying A-OK. All good. And speaking of A-OK, how funny is that AOC?
I
nearly died.
I nearly died.
And
they said, he wasn't even there.
Those memes on the Fakeologist memes page are absolutely gold. And I've got to say, Skylarking, it would have to be one of the greatest, latest stars of Fakeologist.com. The stuff she posts is second to none. Yeah, second to none. Good stuff, man. Madam. Good stuff. She's on.
Hey, Bello, are you in your studio at the moment? Or are you on your mobile?
You're on your mobile. Okay.
He's not playing. All right. Some obscure song.
I'm gonna go to the Fakeologist blog and
Good idea.
Give me a sec.
Before you guys came in, there was another call going on, and it was nice for a change not to hear COVID stuff. But Frank and O'Fallis were having another flat Earth argument, which it's like old times, you know.
No, but it went on. For
I love hearing Frank battle it out about flat Earth.
Yeah, no, 6 hours at least, because I came on at 2 and they were on to Ether, the Ether. And when I went back on at 5:30, the Ether was still being discussed. So it was a very long discussion. I said to Rollo, I think it's probably best we come on tomorrow night. But anyway, that disappeared, so
let me tell you guys, the best thing I saw during the week was Jeff Berwick from Dollar Vigilante.
Oh, awesome.
And his little dog Lucy, right? He was being stalked by two dogs.
Yeah.
And then he put all that and his little dog went and hid under the car, and he put the exciting music over the top.
It was good.
Man.
He's good.
Oh, the guy is.
But
I mean,
Marcus Allen doesn't like him.
Hang on.
Marcus Allen doesn't like him. Apparently, he doesn't like him because he ripped people off, apparently. So I don't think there's anyone that he hasn't actually got a problem with, Marcus. I think he may be right. I haven't checked up on this issue, but he reckons there's people that invested in
what's some
of the things.
What's he saying? That Jeff Berwick, is Marcus Allen saying that Jeff
Marcus is saying is he goes, he likes the new Jeff Berwick, but he doesn't like the old Jeff Berwick who told people to invest in certain things and they lost all their money. Which is, I mean, if you follow an online investor and you put your money in something, good luck. That's all I'm going to say. You're up to lose your money. Simple as that. You know, that's the way it goes. And it's not anything to do with the investor. I mean, everyone thinks they've got the greatest investment advice under the sun, and then one thing goes wrong, they lose it, and all of a sudden you're shit. If Jeff Berwick's got a private jet...
Well, I've always said, invest in the bricks and mortar. I mean, look at your house, and look at my house, and look at Belichick's house.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
But Berwick has got a private jet. Private jet.
Yeah.
Which he flies around. Yeah. Private jet. Now, that means he's made some money. Was it off the back of bad investments from other people? Possibly. I don't know. But he is got to be one of the best podcasters out there at the moment with some great stuff. Oh, you know,
he's walking around in Mexico, just chilling out with his
on a golf course. On a golf course,
great. On the golf course, and he said, "Oh, hold on, they're hitting golf balls at me, the kids or whatever." You know, there's no face mask or anything like that.
Look, where he is, I may as well be in Mexico. Where I am, there's no mask. There's no anything. It's like there's the odd person walking around trying to social distance every now and then, but I can't see anything like in Sydney, which I just escaped from, and I called escaping from it this morning. there were people with his muzzles on driving Uber, these fuckwits that drive Uber cars that have been told, put your mask on.
Look, Rick. Let me tell you this. I had Josh over here, my friend Joe and Josh. We took an Uber down to the Uber down to the village because obviously I was pissed, and I just got in the front seat of the Uber and he didn't have any issues. He just told me where you want to go, and I just went down to the local pub.
But
there
watching,
was no issues whatsoever.
Well, what I'm watching are people that are not following orders, because there are no orders that you got to wear one in an Uber, but they are following something they think are doing the right thing. So I see three people with masks on standing on the side of the road, and I go, what are they doing? Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
Roland made a comment too last week. he said, when he sees people alone in the car wearing a mask, it's like tripping on acid. And then the next day, that happened to me a couple of times, and I couldn't agree more, buddy. That was a great line. I was like, holy shit, that's exactly right. What am I looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who they are.
I'm not shitting you. I mean, that's the same thing. Downing Centre local court on Wednesday, everybody's wearing masks, I'm going to cough on all of them.
Yeah, I'm not wearing one. No. I'm telling you right now, I'm going in there with no mask. Yeah.
I'm going to go in there with no mask.
And if there's any cameras, and Josh is coming with us, isn't he?
Yes.
And I like what he said. He goes, I don't agree with all your conspiracy stuff, but he goes, he knew Rollo's been done over, which he has. He's been done over.
He hasn't looked into Klaus Schwab or Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates.
But what he said to me on the phone the other night, he goes, I don't agree with all your guys' stuff, but Rollo's been done over and I'm going in there with him as well. And I said, fantastic. Because he's, his mum's a COVID believer and all that bullshit. But he knows what happened to you was fucking bullshit. And he knows the cops have been
Exactly. And I showed him this court notice. I've showed him the court notice, and I will post it in the show notes after this call.
I have the day off, I'm going to come and sit in as well.
Thank you, Bella.
I'm going in there. If I need to bring a couple of, I've got some crutches too, Rollo, just in case you want sympathy. I'll bring my.
Or do you reckon I should go in with like a crutches. Face, like a with crutches. A in a wheelchair with a sort of oxygen bottle on the side?
I've got the listen, man. I've got the crutches for you to bring, and I'll bring them with you just in case. And even because I'm going in there as your advocate, carer. Simple as that. And I'll say, you...
I'm going in there for WWE SmackDown. I'm going in there for WWE SmackDown.
I am getting
SmackDown.
Up there, and I want to speak, because if I get any opportunity to get up...
And
saying,
I will give you the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, I'm saying this is a mental health...
And you, Velasquez.
Yeah, and I'll say...
I don't want the publicity.
You don't want the publicity. Listen, I do.
One matter of business I wanted to ask about as well. Have you guys talked to Johnny's List?
No.
Okay. Okay. There's a new guy.
He's from South Australia.
Saturday,
South Australia.
He came on. He came in for verification just after you guys were talking to Wayfarer last Saturday.
He was a big fan
of ours. He's going, I'm nervous to talk to you, Vel. Said, oh, you're the guy from Far. I'm like, yeah, it's me. Like he's all our show. It's a really cool guy. Yep. So involve him in any of the fart things we do. He's cool.
Yeah, no, I have, he goes, I don't want to be like a fanboy, Rick, but he goes, your show kept me sane with all the normie fuckwits out there last night. Yeah. I said, look, man, don't worry, man. It was fantastic to hear from you. I said, tomorrow me and Roller will be chatting at, 7 o'clock, blah, 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 if you want to turn up. He wasn't sure if he had the right technology. And I said, look, I've got an iPhone and some AirPods. That's it. And he was going to turn up, but he's listened to all the shows. Like Wayfarer's listened to all the shows.
It's weird that all these people show up after the, like, you didn't hear from these people until it was over. That's what I think's weird.
Yeah. Well, Purple Play is another, and listened to all the shows. There's a number of people I speak to afterwards that have gone, I know I listened to everything, and they kept me sane. And I said, it's fantastic. And I said, look, don't worry about, you're not being a fanboy. Just come in and have a chat tomorrow night, but
I think we should advertise this thing next week, and then hopefully we'll get a big crowd in. It could be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
especially all our Australian friends would be nice.
John LeBon, number one fan, fakepodcast.com now. Well, he's certainly, I can't hear him snoring. I think he might be awake somewhere. He's been fantastic, though. He's been fantastic.
That was good. That was good last week. And Wayfarer, it's like you, Velasquez, you, Rick, me. We all like a drink on a Saturday night, or a Sunday, It's a weekend.
But I agree, it keeps your brain sane if you can hear someone stressed out, freaking out about,
I can't say that I wasn't a little unnerved when I got this. And then I thought about it for about 10 or 20 minutes, and then I went, hold on, this is good for me. This is good for me.
Look, as soon as you...
Hold on.
You're listening to another 5 hours of...
I'm Rachel.
Connor Coop.
Original Simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, Saturday the 6th of February, 2021. And Velasquez, who created that bumper, so thank you.
Yeah, you're liking all my new stuff? Are you liking all the new
Oh, man. Didn't you hear me raving on about you last week? Yeah. When I was going...
Let's move on to the blog now. Listened to Adam Skelly on The Kevin Show? Connor Hates Freedom. A great update on the man with the barbecue chain. Adam was charged.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, tell me about that, Rick. What do you know about this?
Canada is fighting back because, I mean, I was speaking to Ab about maybe 4 hours ago, and he concurs Canada has been royally fucked over, like you wouldn't believe, they're in the middle of their winter, which is 15 below zero at some of the areas they're in. Got businesses that aren't allowed to open. Some of them are getting $2,000 a month, but that's going to stop, I would say. No one's going to get free money forever. And they really are screwing.
Oh, well, it's going to ruin everything. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it says Adam was charged $187,000
for 253 cops.
And it says, check out this video, Adam Skelly from Adamson's BB Barbecue, Kevin J. Johnson Live tonight, Twitch, Kevin J. Johnson. Yeah. Fucking hell.
highly recommend.
Yeah, and this Kevin J. Johnson is going for a mayor of Ontario or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
he's a fucking legend.
And,
he did an interview just before I let you go with Uncle Odd.
Uncle Odd's offered to represent him or become his manager represent him to start a political career. And I'm
listened to that during the week. It was a wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Some great positive stuff coming out of here, and I'll go on about it again. Fakeologist.com Discord blog solutions that Vidya suggested is now an action. If you want positive stories, if you've got solutions, post stuff on the Discord app if you can. Highly recommended. Great stuff on there, and that's one of them. That story you just mentioned there with Kevin.
Rick, I never thought about getting into politics, but if this this Kevin J. Johnson wants to get into local politics, never thought about it. But
I was thinking
it depends on how this downing local Senate court thing goes.
Hang on.
I just wanted to I also wanted to make a channel just for Gaia called Final Solution.
I was going to say last week I was the only one that was being a little bit naughty last week.
It was actually in
I think Guy was actually pretty good. He was pretty good. He was.
He
still owes me $2,000 and a camera, but there you go.
He's offered to send the camera to me to make sure it gets there so I can take it to you.
All right. Okay. Well, when you get it, just send it.
I haven't given my address.
Let's move on. What's the next post? The silent war being waged on our children blog. So fighting the good fight. My documentaries are a collection of video clips that I have collected and put together to tell a different narrative of what we have been led to believe. Many of doctors are now speaking against the mainstream narrative and are sounding the alarm. Now, this is the silent war on our children.wordpress.com.
Awesome. So, who put that out, Rollo?
I'm just reading the blog. Maybe we should wait till Ab gets here before we go through the blog.
But it's not going to happen because Ab's sound asleep and he won't be coming on because he's having to go. But that's a good story. Fantastic. Look, keep going because it's a good advert for.
All right. Yeah. Decentralized. I'm just going through the blog. Okay. Decentralize the key to avoid censorship. So let's use the tech that avoids the CIA network. In the long run, information freedom will win because people are inherently demand knowledge and free access to information. No one likes to be told, in quotes, "You're not allowed to read that," quotes. Although the current structure of the internet allows central actors to invoke malicious tactics to limit the flow of knowledge and information, new technologies are rapidly emerging to decentralize information and bypass censorship pinch points. This is natural news. Yeah, so www. God, I sound like an old man now.
No.
www.naturalnews.com.
Your reading skills are par excellence and fantastic. You're doing really good.
Oh, when you say that, I sound like Alan Jones. Oh, my God, I love that guy. No, I love that guy more and more the older I get.
Yeah, Well, he's good now. All of a sudden, he's actually saying things that actually mean stuff, you know. Maybe because he's on the end of his life where he's been told just read what we tell you, and I don't know, but he's certainly making sense now. I like Alan Jones.
He is superb, and his minions as well. And some of the
let me tell you now who he's replaced. His replacement on 2GB, the abysmal lightweight.
Who are you trying to think of? Ray Hadley?
No, Hadley's on 9 o'clock still, but no, the guy that's taking Jones' spot is a big suck, basically. Big suckhole whose father got him the job in the first place. He was the afternoon show host, and he was on the breakfast. He got sacked. So he's basically on weekends now. He's a young guy who was the son of a very famous publicist who was John Laws' manager. Anyway, he's got the job, and basically what he's doing is doing a breakfast show where he's doing human interest stories, like, you know.
You're talking about, you know, Ben Fordham?
That's him. Ben Fordham.
Oh, Ben Fordham! He used to be on Current Affair. What a piece of shit.
That's right.
Garbage. Keep going.
John Fordham was John Laws' manager, okay, for years, many years. So anyway, Ben Fordham is doing a show, so like he'll find someone who's got cancer and do a fundraiser for that person and get a hold of publicity, and, you know, wonderful guy, you know, really nice guy. But as, when it comes to an actual heart-hitting story, the guy won't do it. He won't be talking about it. He's not going out to the farms where they're going broke, like Alan Jones was, and speaking to people in regional Australia. He's doing a morning show, Channel 9, infomercial magazine type show, which is rating through the roof and will be popular. But if you rang up and wanted to have a chat about the cycles of the PCR test that have been slowed down to deliberately, you won't get on. But if Jones had been on, let me tell you this.
I tried to ring Wazzy the other day and they wouldn't take my call.
Ben Fordham, likable guy, but lightweight. And I'm going to send, because he keeps saying send me text messages. And I thought, when I'm listening to him, I'm going, you fucking lightweight bullshit artist. And I just want to send a message going, isn't it great, Jones, that
Avi Yemeni guy. I mean, there are people that don't like Avi Yemeni. I like him. He was saying that, why are they not frog marching whoever that guy was on Current Affair down in Melbourne? I don't watch Current Affair down in Melbourne.
But they
let him walk through the street, but they didn't frog him, march him out like Harvey Emini and send him off the corporate.
He's got definite, if he wants to sue for what happened to him, because he was taken off the street, put into the back of a paddy wagon, and luckily he was mic'd up, obviously, so you can hear them slamming the paddy wagon thing, and I don't know if you've been in the back of one of those things. It's not a nice experience, bar none.
You
could easily say, there was no reason for him to be in the back of a paddy wagon at all. All he was doing was asking questions.
Yeah.
That, as far as I'm aware, is not illegal.
But at the wrong one. There was the Australia Day one, and the Invasion Day one, and he was at the wrong one. He was at the wrong one. Yeah.
The fact is, the guy is biologically can say, "Yeah, I'm Jewish." He's got everything to stand up for.
Jewish.
If he wants to, I mean, he needs to say, look, you've absolutely stressed me out. You locked me up in the back of a metal wagon with those things. You're in the back of one of those things. There's no cushions.
Oh, many times.
You go around the corner. Yeah, exactly. Those things are not comfortable if you've got an issue. If you said, look, I'm sorry, but
the police are not kind when they turn corners either.
Exactly. They know exactly what they're doing too. When they spin you around, take you for a spin. That's what they say. Yeah, take you for a spin.
Yeah.
And so you're on the back getting thrown around with handcuffs on. You can't, you're getting your head smashed against
the corner. They don't even let you keep your goon sack to sit on.
that's unbelievable.
The goon sack to sit on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Or put it on your head for protection. But it's the only reason
I've been in the back of a divvy van is only because of drunk and disorderly. It's only for that. And no violence, nothing. Friends of mine have been treated a lot worse than I have been treated. Down in Victoria especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Victoria
has been treated very, very badly.
Victoria is a police state and was a police state way before COVID came out. Way before. Anyway,
I've got to admit, the police in New South Wales have been a lot better,
I think so. I would say so.
Even though they are, ringing me and turning up on my doorstep.
They're not dragging me out of my own house. The cops did the right thing by you by ringing you and saying, desist, please. The people that put the charge on you were the Borg.
Karen Borg. No worries. I'm going to face my accuser and we're going to have fun with that.
I'm going to be there and we'll get publicity. If we have to stand on the steps and you can do your Joker thing and I'll, I said that's not such a good idea. You can't go in the court differently.
But if you tell me to go dressed as Joker, I'll go there. Dressed as Joker, I'll put the full face mask on. Fuck this court.
No.
And throw oranges at him. What was that film? The People vs. Larry Flint.
People vs. Larry Flint. I thought you were talking
Joker. Hustler or something. It was a porno mag or something.
Larry Flint.
Yeah, The People versus Larry Flint. He got shot through the spine, the bastard. Lucky he fucking survived that.
Yeah.
It was played by Woody Harrelson. It was a great film. I like people that stand up to the system. A little bit, yeah.
Larry Flint was part of the system, to be honest. I think he was completely fucking dodgy.
Well, he did play the judge that actually put Woody Harrelson. He sent him down.
and just remember, Woody Harrelson's father was a well-known hitman who was jailed for shooting, what's his name? Woody Harrelson's father was an acknowledged hitman for the CIA. Apparently, one of the shooters of JFK, let's pretend that doesn't exist, but was definitely involved with, the black dude that got shot in the steps of...
Malcolm X?
Was it Malcolm X or the next one? I had a dream!
Oh, yeah. Martin Luther King Jr.
He was the shooter of Martin Luther King. Because he ended up getting jailed for shooting a... Actually, he's in jail still, if he's not dead, for shooting a judge in another case. But there are definitely people that go around shooting people that mouth off, I would say. And his old man was a pretty well-known hitman, as far as I'm aware. I think that's how he got his job as an actor.
Well, there are people do not like people shooting their mouth off. And I like shooting my mouth off. And so do you, Rick.
If me and you were on say Triple M and had a famous show and we were on about some famous politician screwing a dog and we're getting lot of people listening and getting a lot of people listening to us, I can almost guarantee. But just we don't need to mention it. I'm saying now. If we were on a very big show, I would almost guarantee there's a good chance.
Yeah, Attorney General, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And he was the most boring man. Okay. I can tell you his name if you want to hear it.
We're not going to go there.
All right. Let's get Bello to play.
I got one question for you, Rollo. Do they have recordings of these phone calls? Are they going to play that in court?
I would say so,
for sure. If there's an issue, if he looks like he's going to make
because I said I've got them recorded.
Yeah.
And I'd like to hear if they've got them recorded.
So you think the calls back up your case, that there's nothing there that you're worried about in what you said?
Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing.
Are you sure? How would you remember?
Absolutely
you can't remember
positive.
What you said. Can you remember
anything? No, but listen to what they're saying. They're saying that I did use a carriage service, namely to telephone in such a way that reasonable persons would regard its use as being menacing, harassing, or offensive. Come on! Me! Yeah. Menacing, harassing, or offensive? No way.
Well,
you can
be offensive.
Let's hope they don't come on Fakeologists looking for Gaia calls, because then they might change their mind.
Yeah, but that's a different story. That's a different story.
No, yes, that's true, though. That's true. That's true. Absolutely.
Well,
they could.
All I say is, Gaia, yeah, guys, here's the cunt. You know, I mean, geez. And even he doesn't get taken offence by that.
Yeah, no, that was, he dealt with it pretty well last week, I thought, because you were really going hard.
No.
Well, going hard.
No, I was just pissed off that he was there, just sort of in the road, you know,
yeah,
like a pothole. Yeah. I call him a pothole in the road.
That's funny.
He's fine. He was actually pretty good on...
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I had a great chat to John LeBond. He kept apologising and saying, I was a mess. I've been speaking to Rollo for the last 3 years, and you weren't anywhere near as bad as he can be. So, I mean, I didn't think he was bad at all. He was. He'd obviously had a few, but big deal, you know. We've all done that. But, yeah, that was a good show.
So IBS is looking to get you onto his show with John LeBond, doing a regular gig?
No. John LeBond said to me, after drinking copious amounts of beer, I would like me to ring up and be a regular caller, which I could do if he wants. And I'm actually on the DLive app for IPS, which has John LeBond's show, which is, I think it's a Monday night. European time, so I could ring up and, you know, have a normal conversation, and, you know, because look, to be honest, about 90% of everything he says I agree with, 10% I don't agree with, but I have to learn that you can't agree with everything everyone says and not take it personally, you know, whereas some people, you know, look, I don't care what the shape of the earth is. To be honest, I really don't care. I mean, whether it's round or flat or a pineapple shape, it doesn't matter to me, because it's not going to affect my life at all regardless. But some people just cannot cope with a flat earther discussing anything with them, and to me it doesn't worry me at all. Is that a Christmas advert?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right. Beautiful. So, yeah, here we are on Saturday, the 6th of February, 2021. Here we are with Rick and Rollo and Bellafet. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, so John LeBond was asking me standard good questions. And we were discussing some quite good stuff about... Jay Dyer and Freeman Fly and stuff like that, which I know a lot about, you know, and so, which he didn't know the stuff I was giving him information about. So it was a good conversation. There was no, you know, dramas.
Yeah.
As I said, all you have to be is, you cannot lose your shit over someone that might think that the earth is round and you think it's flat. That you're just wasting your time in life. I mean, who cares, really, at the end of the day? But if they're asking about questions that, you know, about real things that you can actually have a conversation about, and just answer them, give them the best answer you've got in your head without, you know, getting all, you know, like what Dave, poor old Dave J, loses it about, you know, you mentioned a certain number, you know, you say the word 7 or 25 or... whatever, you've lost it. He'll start attacking you for being a whatever. John LeBond's fairly easygoing compared to most of the...
Way easygoing.
It was a good chat. But he keeps thinking that he was... he keeps saying, oh, sorry, I lost the plot at the end of it. But he was actually completely fantastic, I thought. I didn't at any stage think he'd... lost it? Because mainly you had lost it at that stage and we're all over the
Well,
place.
Yeah. Well, I started singing songs that you didn't like. Daniel Boone was a man, was a big
was that
last man.
Yeah, was that
the
last
man
week
was bigger,
week?
But the...
But I can't...
Yeah, you, and then you told me off, like an older brother.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. But anyway, what John was saying, oh, look, I'm sorry, I was, you know, all over the place. He was fantastic. I honestly didn't detect him being drunk. And when he fell asleep, well, it's understandable. He'd been up all night drinking beer. And at 7 in the morning, if you've been up, look, I mean, I'm telling you now, what's the time now? It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've been drinking beer since about 2. And I had a few, and then I went to sleep, and then woke up, and did. But I'm sorry, I cannot stay up all night drinking beer or anything. You know, but at the moment, I'm having a few rum and cokes.
So you can't do a 24-hour chat tonight?
No. Well, have I ever? No.
It didn't go for a 24-hour chat. It only went for 22 and a half hours because I was going to give everybody a bottle of. A bottle of Glenfiddich that stayed on the chat.
Hey, look, you've got a talking gene and alcohol gene that's almost up there with...
So do you. That's why it's working well, mate.
Yeah, but I go to sleep after 2 hours. You can just keep talking for like 8 hours. And even Golden Skidmark, I've heard him, and he can keep going if he's drinking his spritzes for... 8 to 10 hours after a show.
Is that what you're drinking tonight? Is that what's in your hand tonight? What's in your hand? Run the fast, Belisette. Belisette, what's in your hand? Just a VB.
VB.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a rum and coke.
And you, Rick?
Rum and coke.
Rum and coke.
Mm-hmm.
And what have I got in my hand? I've got Smirnoff and. Mixed in with Red Bull tonight.
What a wonderful person you are.
Oh, I am such a wonderful person. Okay, anything else? Anything else on your mind? Hey, let's get Velocet to try and teach me how to use Fred Boat. Come on, let's put a song
Fred
on.
Boat. Fred Bot. Is it Fred Boat or Fred Bot?
Yeah, Fred Bot, yeah. All right, so I've got about
20 minutes left in me.
You got 20 minutes to go? Yeah, so bot commands. Here we go, bot commands. So I go semicolon. Okay, now I go play, right?
I don't know.
Play and then type the title of the song you want.
Oh,
I'd say I wanted the Devo song... Freedom of Choice.
That's not a bad song. I'll tell you what, I heard a really good song lyric tonight from a band, and I was thinking, God, that makes so much sense. Who was it? Let me think. It was No 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 by Deep Purple. The lyrics of that song make so much sense right now that it's unbelievable. Don't play it. I'll post it onto the live stream chat. Deep Purple's No 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 from 1973. The logic and the actual lyrics.
That. And in fact, most birth genealogy records don't go back on average for most people beyond 100 years or maybe 200 years. Then it becomes extreme.
I didn't know. I was trying to play Freedom of Choice.
You've got it.
Here we go. Fakeologist.com. You're here with Rick and Rollo and
Velocet!
Freedom of Choice! the 6th of February, 2021. Who are we here with? We're here with Alto. We're here with Esoteric. We're here with John LeBond.
Oh, I think Alto's
lost talking.
Here.
Bella said, and I tell you what, freedom of choice. Freedom of choice.
That's a good... Alto. You know, Devo was based on this concept of de-evolution, and I totally support their whole mantra that we went backwards from about 1978, or no, so 1968 or 69, we just went backwards. Technology, you know. I think they had probably touch phones and iPhones in 69, 70 already, you know, like in technology.
I love Devo. Well, what's your favourite Devo song? Is it Freedom of Choice?
It's
one of mine. Whip it good.
That album is fantastic. But they got some fantastic stuff. No two ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was no one like them back in 78, 79 when they came out.
I would say B-52s were a little bit like them, but not.
Oh, no. I don't know. Because the whole thing, because they came from an area in Akron, Ohio, that was famous for rubber, or that was the industrial rubber area of America, and they were into these masks. So IPS should be into Devo, because that whole hyper realistic mask thing was a.
What do you think of their red sort of pyramid hats that they kind of
they're awesome, out there, man. And the guy Mark Mothersbaum, rather. I'm telling you now, if you look through every TV show for kids from 2010 backwards, that guy was heavily involved in kids' TV. He was doing all sorts of stuff. I like to watch kids' TV, obviously, because I had kids. And I remember seeing the name Mark Mothersbaum, and I realised that he was the musical director of lots of TV shows. So, yeah, he's an influencer.
But nothing to do with, like, Jim or Fix-It or Rolf Harris or anything like that.
No,
like,
well, who would know? But what I'm saying is that he was...
Yeah, who would know? Yeah, exactly.
If you're talking about elitist mind control, Mark Mothersbaum.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to associate Devo with
Jimmy Savile. Forget about that. But as far as influencing kids' minds, Mark Mothersbaum was well involved in that stuff. So he's definitely a possible suspicious character as far as that kind of that kind of subliminal.
I don't know who Mark Mothersbaum is.
He's the lead singer for Devo. You just heard him singing.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I never saw Devo live, but a band that reminded me of them was a band who sung Greg the Stop Sign, Greg the Stop Sign.
You're talking about Australia University.
Chisholm. Yeah, they sung a song called There'll Never Be an Old Man River and Greg the Stop Sign and a few other.
Clever band. But I'm telling you, Mark Mothersbaum influenced millions upon millions of children, because he was in the background of a lot of TV shows producing music and images for, I could do a whole conversation about him, and I will. The Rick podcast, when it comes out, it's going to be about
you're going to be with IPS and John LeBond.
No, I agreed.
Is that not right?
John LeBond. No, John LeBond
on IPS.
But I want to do a separate, completely separate show about stuff like what we just talked about there, about Devo, the Mark Mothersbaum, and social control, all that shit.
Control is, that's what we'll be talking about in the Downing Local Street Court.
Absolutely.
On Wednesday.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking about that.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, I did feel a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of, when I got the
Nah,
and Rosie, as you call Marty Feldman, did jump out at the policeman again.
Good on
her. We had another tall police. No.
Did she try and take him down by
just,
the throat?
She just patted Marty Feldman on the head and said, okay, just make sure you turn up because otherwise, as it says here, and I will put this into the show notes, failure to appear may result in your arrest or the matter being dealt with in your absence.
Yeah, so, they can do whatever they want. What are they going to do?
Yeah,
jail you for asking a question? Get fucked. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not happening. So anyway, yeah, but what I was talking
about... I will put everything we've spoken about into the live stream show notes.
And I'm going to put the song, No, No, No by Deep Purple, which I suggest is a really, really pertinent song about where we are at the moment, sung by Ian Gillan. And when Deep Purple Mark II were probably one of the best hard rock bands on the planet in 72... They did a song, that song off the album, I think Fireball. Cool. Probably seven,
play it right
72,
now.
73.
So how do you do it? So you go, you know
no,
how to
no,
play
no,
it?
Deep Purple. No, I don't. Deep.
Oh, no, well, you'll, we've got Belisette here. Belisette, can you play it for him? Belisette, are you still there?
I'm otherwise, put it I'll on do it.
Altair's already working on it now.
I'll just send
Bella's it to you. Working on it right now.
And the lyrics are
so
cool.
I'm going to go for another vodka and Red Bull, and
why
I'm going to listen
you?
To this.
Why
what was
you?
It? Deep Purple, No, No, No.
Yeah. But there's a live version and the studio version. I think the studio version is probably better, but they sing the lyrics on both versions, but it's very pertinent to the way we are on this planet.
So
right
Deep
now.
Purple, you're talking about Ozzy Osbourne here back in...
No, London. Ian Gillan's. Thank you. Please.
Ian Gillan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's it.
Psychologist.com. Saturday, 6th of February, 2021. Rick and Roller.
And this is the live.
And Bella said.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you. Tom and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Bello, for the tune. Yeah, Saturday, the 6th of February, 2021, Rick and Rollo and Bello said, that was a great tune. I was loving that. Could we go to the next blog post? Are you guys still with us? Okay, so here we go. Now, does anyone read the COVID's vax insert? Is the next blog post? It's like Rick. You right there? You right there, brother? So we're just going to go to the next blog post. And there's a...
Yeah.
Talk to these kids. Hey, Rick. Hey, Rick. You're still on there. Oh, Australia is so freaking awesome. Okay, so the next blog post, does anyone read their COVID vax insert
?
And so we've got a couple of replies from BRBM124. Right now, the Corona Committee, Rainer Fulmich, is streaming their current meeting. Extremely interesting as always. They do it live every Friday between 11 and 1700. Today we learnt the COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a generic manipulation and...
What a load of old...
Rick, are you back?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. That was a great tune. Thank you, Velas, for that tune.
But we missed the actual studio version has got lyrics in it, and it's so
personal.
Yeah, but
just do the back announce. But do the back announce and explain why you wanted to play.
Oh, no, it was the original version. I'll put it on the live stream show notes of...
the band and why you wanted to play.
Oh, no, it was Deep Purple with Ian Gillan back in 72, 73.
Yeah.
Singing about how futile life is these days, and this is a good track. I'll put it on live stream show notes. Yeah, no, you need to listen to the lyrics, though, of the actual song, because we just went through a live version before, which didn't actually cover everything. But anyway, all good. All right. I'll put it onto the live stream show notes now.
Thank you, man. Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo and Bella said. So again, let's go back to the blog. So does anyone read their COVID's vax insert? Now, we had a couple of on fakeologist.com. Barb M124 has written this wonderful let me read it again. Right now, the Coronavirus Committee, Rainer Fulmich, is streaming their current meeting extremely interesting ways. They do it live every Friday between 11 and 1700, which is...
Who's this again? Sorry, Rolly.
24 hour time. Go again.
Who are you talking about again?
This is Barb M124 on fakeologist.com. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the responses. Today we learned that COVID vaccine is not a vaccine, but a generic manipulation, and that Wikipedia is a network...
It's not a vaccine. Pfizer's putting out is technically not a vaccine. It's got no live virus, or we know about viruses, but it's more of a cellular interferer. You know, that interferes with your cellular health. So definitely.
Well, there's a guy that does. His name's Hugo Talks. Hugo Talks, and there's this circle that every time you get a vaccine, he's showing. That you get the jab, and you get hives and lumps under your skin under there. That doesn't sound good to me. You know, this circle.
Absolutely,
you know, on your shoulder when you get the.
But can you imagine
old people what it's going
to
do?
Yeah, but Rollo, do you remember being at school back in the 70s when you used to get I can't remember which vaccination it was, but it was like a round circle on your shoulder, and some people swelled
I've
up.
I've got one still.
Yeah, okay.
I've got it.
But back at school, the big joke was walking around smacking someone in the arm that had when it was swollen up, because it absolutely nailed you. Like, it was absolutely agonizing. And that was like a joke at school, you know, to go around and slap some guy.
Kill my grandfather. I mean, yeah. I mean, I could take a smack down from you or from your mates or whatever, but next one here is Dirty Benny. Dirty Benny's written this. I believe he is suggesting that the Novavax insert or the evidence would convince the fearful, traumatized public otherwise. I agree with him. No, I'm a bit drunk now. So we must be careful not to blame the traumatized victim, but redirect any blame to the enemy who has abused mankind for a lifetime. So the NPC meme is another false, devious enemy technique to create division and animosity amongst us, feebly attempting to obscure the system that has created victim. I'm not a victim. I mean,
well,
I think Dirty Benny's written. Now, he also says this. He says he is also very. I think he's talking about Bill Gates here. He is also very accurate, describing the details of the medical training as a clear example of trauma-based mind control. That is also why the state's requiring continuing medical education in order to renew licenses forever.
Yep.
They can't have one of them waking up, which is, so Dirty Benny, So he's talking about this. So he's talking about, does anyone read their COVID vax insert? So
Look, who reads anything? Look, have you ever taken any medication from even a packet of antibiotics? Open up the insert and read the side effects that can possibly happen. It's like it's going to tell you.
Not when I was younger.
Not when younger. But if you any medical product will have an insert that will basically tell you that you are dead if you take this thing,
or the side effects.
That's what I'm saying. It's a massive side effects list. Massive.
Yeah. But Rick, me and you are, you know, in our mid-50s, and back in the day, I would take into anything. You know, I believed the medical industry. I didn't realize just how corrupt it is. And look at, it's not only the medical industry, hello? Yep, hello, we got someone on the line. Hello? Who's that?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I just heard someone yelling in the, that's probably your kids in the background.
I would say so.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, no.
Who would know
with, All
medical.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah. All right.
John LeBron's back again.
Hey,
John LeBron's
back again. G'day, John LeBron. John LeBron, are you there, bro? Thank you for the big shout out last week. Well, the falling asleep was very fun. Here we go. So it says, the next blog post is, fun and games, give them bread and circuses, and they will never revolt.
That's about right. I would say that's on the card.
That's what Abs put on there is thequotemaster.org.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bread and circuses.
Okay.
Bread and circuses.
Yeah.
That's what I find to me, that the most impossible to talk to people are people that are into sport, be it martial art, be it soccer, be it football.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Rick. It's interesting to say that because the next blog post on fakeologist.com is, you want to be Tom Brady, and your owners know this. Happy
42
Super Bowl
years
weekend.
Of age,
and
still playing competitive gridiron. You know, I mean, I think that's a bit unusual. Don't you think? To be playing something, a sport that intensive at that age is to me
to an empty stadium, but no social distancing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's what me and you laugh about, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course.
Okay. Have you ever tried to jog or run something over your nose and mouth like that?
No. Exactly. And I would say you wouldn't do that unless you want to die young. You know, I'll put another song onto the folk on the site, Die Young by Black Sabbath. If you decide to put three masks on and go for a run, I would give you equal chances of being dead by 50 if you were 48. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. I mean, you just wouldn't do it to yourself. I mean, we need oxygen, and our noses need oxygen, but this new latest one, after the anal Schwab bullshit, is put on three masks to cover yourself for COVID. I mean, we're living in a ludicrous zone where the news becomes not just embarrassing, it becomes ludicrous. You're just going, I'm sorry, I can't accept part, I cannot be part of this world anymore. And I'm with Frank.
Stay in this world. I tell you what I've got. I tell you what I've got in my lungs for the most of the part is like tobacco smoke.
Yes.
Cigarette smoke, of course.
Yes.
Of course. And
yes.
And in my stomach, I have vodka and Red Bull. There
good
you
on.
Go. Yeah. Exactly. And we still got Bello set with us. Bello, are you still with us?
No, he's Bello. Smart, and he's gone to bed.
Oh, he's gone to bed, is he? All right, let's move on to the next blog post.
In bed, I just woke up. Jesus Christ.
Okay, mate. Did you put that song on
No, keep the amount of songs down. You don't want to...
To a minimum. All right. Okay, so we'll go to the next blog post. 25 questions to help wake up family and friends. Okay, barely worth a try. However... So let's go to this and have a look. Can you play? Oh, okay. I don't know if you can actually play that because it's not on YouTube. Can you use Fredbot to play this?
It's probably relaxing.
It says in the description, we've all tried to wake up people we know, usually with disastrous consequences. However, one of these questions might just be one that makes them open their eyes to the massive fraud that is being waged against the good people of the world. Spacebusters. I don't know what Spacebusters is. Please share this video or original from Spacebusters. It's on BitChute. It's nearly impossible to have a rational discussion with friends and family who receive their information from the mainstream media.
Absolutely. I agree. I don't know what your post about, but I'm telling you now, if you've got half a brain, not even that, a quarter of a brain, and you're not awake to see what a scam we're going through, then there is absolutely no hope for you at all. You're gone. And I'm saying now, quite proudly, that if you can listen to the news on the ABC or Channel 9 or whatever we've got at the moment, this is what I listen to on the radio today, and I'll admit now, when I listen to the radio, I scream abuse at the radio. I don't just take what they're telling
I've
me.
Yeah, okay.
And so a lot of my best friends, we've all had this agreement that we all scream abuse at radios. Today I was driving and the story came on the radio. It said, fantastic news. The COVID is down 40%.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to the vaccine. They said, thanks to the vaccine. And I know for a fact they've just stopped the spin on the PCR test, which we know is a complete and utter hoax at the highest magnitude. Hoax. Hoax. Oh. Fake. Doesn't work. Never worked. There is no virus that you're detecting. You're detecting, you know...
I hear. Okay. Here we go. Let's go to Joe Biden,
this is what the general gist of what was on the radio today. And the volume of my abuse towards my radio was at all-time high. Like, I think I almost damaged my vocal cords by saying, you fucking spastic cunt. That's what
thank you, Rick.
But I said it.
Thank you, Rick.
I said it at full volume at 6 o'clock in the morning, driving down a quiet road.
You're a legend.
Yeah.
All right, man.
But, you know,
I've done it for years. Let's go to the next blog post. And this one's a good one because it's got 11 replies. 11, would you believe?
11?
Yeah. 11. Okay, so this is on FAK 261, Marcus and Truth 34. Now, I haven't listened to this yet.
Oh, man, it's fantastic. I love it.
Tell me about it. Tell me why you like it.
Oh, they went through a number of different things. And as I said, Marcus and Ab have got a great rapport, you know what I mean? Like, they bounce off each other. And even though Marcus doesn't agree with everything Ab says and Ab doesn't agree with everything Marcus says, there's no screaming and bitchiness. It's just a good conversation.
Okay, so let me read it. So it says, Marcus and Andrew talk about today's events. Okay, so I've been listening to some old audios of Marcus Allen from 2008. It's amazing how on track that he was back on there, and he was right, more right than wrong. Okay, he solved 9/11. Little, if anything, was missing from the analysis, and it's been updated for 2020. He's given me permission to permission to post my favourites here.
What you're reading is about a year old, Rollo. That's when he started posting.
Yeah, okay, but let's read some of the comments.
Okay.
That were left on this, and there were 11 of them. So Napoleon Wilson wrote this: O'Fallis should call in and to speak to Marcus Allen. He wants his face on your Oz dollars. Get Mark Tarkowski back, seeing as I hear ex-Hulk smash. I don't know what that means. Get the hypnotist on your show to show us the tricks. And show us and point out the sleight of hand, and he did not visit the Christian Slater, also the dude, all for free. I don't know. Is he talking about the dude? You know, what was his name?
I just bought that movie, The Big Lebowski. You're talking about.
The Big Lebowski, that's right, the dude. Yeah. I'm the dude.
That's a comment from Napoleon Wilson, which could be very. Esoteric.
Yeah, yeah, and then he wrote, I diversed my back coins for COVID cola. So John LeBond wrote this, thanks as always for the show. Just on the idea that vaccines are not really ever coming. Hold on.
Bill.
I'm Delacroix.
Dave Joy, Cody from Memphis.
Silver Babe.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Saturday the
6th of February 2021. You're here with Rick and Rollo and Bellicet and whoever else wants to open their mic. So we'll go to the next. So John LeBond. You're right. No, just on the idea that vaccines are not really ever coming, in brackets, carrot in front of the donkey idea. I don't know when Ab first floated it, but I've been putting the idea out there for months and months. In fact,
Happened. Marcus or someone brought up, I think it might have been the other guy, that's the third guy on that show, said that John LeBond had come up with this carrot vaccine on a stick thing, and Ab
said that was my thing that he posted way before anyone else said this. So there's a bit of a disagreement about who said it first. So I think it was a... So Ab had posted
I hear.
A meme.
Well, maybe
Ab
even...
posted a meme with a guy holding a vaccine on a donkey and the donkey following the vaccine, because the vaccine could be a complete and utter psyop. And it could be, but I
well, look, I mean, animals. I refuse. I mean, you call Rosie. What do you call Rosie? You call
Marty
her Marty Feldman. Yeah.
She looks
refuse
like
to get
Feldman.
Her vaccinated. I refuse.
Yeah.
To get myself vaccinated.
And fair enough. Fair enough.
Because
the meme that I think it was Ab that put out before John Le Bon said it was a donkey, and the guy was holding a vaccine needle above the donkey, and the donkey was following the vaccine needle. And it's like saying that the vaccine is just a psyop, just to bring you forward to a different thing. I don't know. I mean,
it's awful.
I really think there's something insidious about a vaccine you're being made to, or told that you should need to have. Yeah, I don't think there's any
joke in that. Ab was always said, and I agree, is at best useless, at most harmful. You know,
would say at most harmful.
Yeah, at most harmful.
Hey, anyway, then I have to go because I'm really not.
Oh, you're heading off, are you? Yeah. This is a massive.
I'm heading off.
All right. Yeah. Okay then.
Yeah.
We'll chat tomorrow
from afternoon.
No. Not. There's no need now because we'll go next Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've already gone through. I'll see you now again. Remember, now it will be on Downing Centre Court Wednesday, 31st of March, 2021,
at 9:30. We got a month and a half.
Yeah. So I'll have.
We'll be there.
Representation,
next to you, Rollo.
Absolutely.
I'll be standing right next to you, guaranteed. You got a promise. That's all I need to say. It's a promise.
No worries at all. And it's always good to talk to you, Rick and Rollo, every Saturday night. So what song would you like to start with?
Some Mutts.
Some Mutts can't be.
Muzzle.
I can't remember. Who sung Some Mutts again?
Amel and the Sniffers.
Amy and the Sniffers. We'll get Bellaset to play that.
I think that.
See, hey, Rick, I'll catch up with you next Saturday night, Rick.
Excellent, man.
I love you, man. Hey, you Kiwi poof. Keep it real.
Kiwi fucking poof. Keep it real.
We'd have got out of it easily. We were well on the way. Yeah, we'll do another one, all right? Hang on, just check the tuning and everything. Everyone all right? Okay, when you're ready, just give us the signal. Okay, when you're ready, say when. Yeah, let's go. We'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Ceruleum, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hi, this is Matthew.
This is Maria Laquita.
Mark Manuel.
This is OBF.
Noise level. Polly Wilson.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Hi, this is Errol C.
Naeem.
Rick from Fort Macquarie.
Demeric. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
She wore a surgical mask on her face, walking around at the grocery.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
A surgical mask on her face. I think they fooled her.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Dave J. from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
What a bunch of party poopers.
Hi, this is Ryan Selling.
Guy Larkin.
Ceruleum.
This is El Sushi, the Lutinelli.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Money.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Sending Tribe.
This is Lost Fighter Fowler.
I'm Nightly News.
Frank McManus.
Adam Miller.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
That's all, folks.